Chapter 51, Attacks on Ellen White and Her Work.
Should we keep silent? When man assails his fellow man and presents in a ridiculous light those whom God has appointed to do work for him, we would not be doing justice to the accusers or to those who are misled by their accusations should we keep silent, leaving the people to think that their brethren and sisters, in whom they have had confidence, are no longer worthy of their love and fellowship. This work, arising in our very midst, and resembling the work of Korah, Dathan, and Abiram, is an offense to God, and should be met. And on every point the accusers should be called upon to bring their proof. Editor's note, addressed to certain accusers in Australia, who had had special evidence of Ellen White's work. Every charge should be carefully investigated. It should not be left in any uncertain way. The people should not be left to think that it may be or it may not be. The accusers should do all in their power to lift every sign of reproach that cannot be substantiated. Leave not the people to believe a lie. This should be done in the case of every church. And when there is a servant of God whom he has appointed to do a certain work, and who for half a century has been an accepted worker, laboring for the people of our faith and before God's workers as one whom the Lord has appointed, when for some reason one of the brethren falls under temptation, and because of the messages of warning given him becomes offended, as did the disciples of Christ, and walks no more with Christ, when he begins to work against the truth and make his disaffection public, declaring things untrue which are true, these things must be met. The people must not be left to believe a lie. They must be undeceived. The filthy garments with which the servant of God has been clothed must be removed. If those who have done this work take shelter in the statement that they are led by the Holy Spirit, it is as Satan clothing himself with the heavenly garments of purity while still working out his own attributes. Letter 98A, 1897. So-called discrepancies and contradictions in the testimonies. Those who have chosen to follow their own way have begun to publish the discrepancies and contradictions, so-called, that they claim to find in connection with the testimonies, and they are misstating some matters by using their own words instead of the words found in my writings. These charges will have to be met, that truth may take the place of falsehood. Letter 162, 1906. To meet and correct falsehoods. I have no controversy with V. My life mission is before the world. It is not my work, it is the Lord's work. I take no credit to myself, for the Lord will deliver me from the strife of tongues. By their fruits ye shall know them. We shall now have to meet and correct the falsehoods that have gone forth from V and his wife, in order that our brethren may know from whence they come. I must know what he charges against them. To bring before the public a tirade against a woman is not a result of the working of the Holy Spirit, but an inspiration of the spirit of the enemy, to which we shall give no place. Shall we leave souls to drink in temptation because of the misrepresentation? No, never. I would be an unfaithful steward did I do this. There now needs to be a true statement placed before the people, and then my work is done. I enter into no arguments, but I cannot allow the work of God, which has borne fruit that has been before the people during almost my whole lifetime, to be brushed away as a cobweb. By whom? A human being, subject to temptation, whom Satan is now sifting as wheat. Letter 65, 1897. The Church Paper to Speak. A message to the editor in 1883. I have been waiting to see what you would do in putting something in the paper to vindicate the right. You have had ample time. Why do you not do justice by my husband's name and reputation? And why do you keep entirely silent and let the dragon roar? For myself, I care not. My peace is not disturbed, but I do care for the watchman whom God has placed on the walls of Zion, who ought to give the trumpet a certain sound. You certainly ought to do something for your own sake, for Christ's sake, for the truth's sake. Why do you not let the right appear? Why do you remain as silent as the dead? Is this the way you defend the truth? Mrs. White, the text of every opposer. Truth will triumph. I expect that the raid will be made against me until Christ comes. Every opposer to our faith makes Mrs. White his text. They begin to oppose the truth and then make a raid against me. What have I done, if evil? Then let them bear witness of the evil. Well, Long's and also Green's books came out, these most weak and contemptible productions. Compiler's note, these were the products of a breakaway apostate movement. I waited for you and others to speak of these, as you stood in the responsible position you did, as watchmen on the walls of Zion, and should warn the people. Why all this zeal against me? Things move rapidly, and there are strange and startling developments made in quick succession. We are nearing the end. Why, I ask, is all this zeal against me? I have attended to my business given me of God. I have injured no one. I have spoken to the erring the words God has given me. Of course, I could not compel them to hear. Those who had the benefit of Christ's labors were just as enraged against him as the enemies are against me. I have only done my duty. I have spoken because compelled to speak. They have not rejected me, but him who sent me. He has given me my work. I am watched. Every word I write is criticized. Every move I make is commented upon. I leave my work and its results until we gather about the great white throne. Do you see the Spirit of Christ in this watching, in these suspicions, in these conjectures, these suppositions? What right have they to suppose, to conjecture, to misinterpret my words, to misstate me as they do? There is a class that love just this kind of food. They are scavengers, not looking candidly to see what good my writings and my testimonies have done, but like Satan, the accuser of the brethren, see what evil they can find, what mischief they can work, what word they can twist and put their wicked construction upon it, to make a false prophet. I see the satanic spirit more plainly developed than has been manifested the last 40 years. Letter 3, 1883. Communicated like leaven. If Satan can excite criticism among any of the Lord's professed people, then it is communicated like leaven from one to another. Give the spirit of criticism no quarter, for it is Satan's science. Accept it, and envy, jealousy, and evil surmisings of one another follow. Press together is the command I hear from the captain of our salvation. Press together. Where there is unity, there is strength. All who are on the Lord's side will press together. There is need of perfect unity and love among believers in the truth, and anything that leads to dissension is of the devil. The Lord designs that his people shall be one with him as the branches are one with the vine. Then they will be one with each other. Letter 6, 1899. A long list of false statements expected. I expect now that a long list of false statements will be presented to the world, and that lie upon lie, misstatement upon misstatement, which Satan has originated in the minds of individuals, will by some be accepted as truth. But I leave my case in the hands of God, and those who know my life practice will not receive the lies that are spoken. Letter 22, 1906.